Just like to mention one ha'ore. We had mentioned yesterday, the Brisker Rav says that the Rambam Shita is that the reason one is not permitted to do melache before Havdalah is because the Chiyuv Havdalah is asers that one should be Isaac B'tzchachot and to be Achile, Shtiyah, and Te'ime. So therefore, since the Havdalah is the Sibes Ha'isa, so one is not permitted to do Melache till he makes a Geherige Havdalah al Hakais, and then he's permitted to do Melache. Now the Gemara was Machadish that you could be Yaitze the Iker Havdalah with one Brache, even though you're not masker the three Havdalahs. That's what it seems that the Brisker Rav says, that the Rambam holds like the Rif. The Rif holds close, you need Havdalah al-Kais. The problem is, the Rambam, Perik Choftes, Mehulche Shabbos, Halacha Vov, when he brings down our Gemara, he says as follows, Uma'acher sheyavdil, V'yoymer bein kodesh l'chol, Muta lasis melacha. Afalpi shaloi hivdal alakos. So the Rambam says klar that he's permitted to do malach even though he wasn't mavdal alakos. So the Ramach Afanot says that the Rambam did not learn like the Rif, the Rambam learned like Rashi. So that mevisen klar, this is one Rambam after the Rambam that the Brisker Rav is going on. So it's nicht der Rambam was erot fazen. It's mamish the next Rambam in an argemore. So I don't know klar how the Brisker Rav learned pshat in this Rambam. Zog the Gemara weiter. Klal Omar Abba Shol, we hear in the Mishnah as follows. Let us just see the last bove in the Mishnah. Havo machshech hu lishme. The Mishnah says a person is permitted to be machshech ala tchum lishme peiroiso. That is permitted to do. Klal omar abeshol kol shani zakoi bamirosoi rashoini lahachshich olo. So let us see what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Klal omar abeshol noisim hoya klal bedovoze lahoisif dvorim acherim kiyotzeboy. That means the Mishnah, our Mishnah, only permitted Machshechu lishmer. As the Mishnah said, there are two cases where one is not permitted to be machshech. Ein machshechem al atchum lisker loy paalim. Ein machshechem al atchum lahavi peiris. Avo machshechu lishmer. So Abishol is moisiv another case. Lahisiv dvarim acherim ki yetze boy. A similar case that he's also permitted to be machshech al atchum. What is Abishol Moisif on the Tanakam? But he said his guidelines are as follows. Kol shani zakoi bamirosoi, shani rashoi lo'oimroi lechaveroi, oile nochri b'shabes, lasais b'maitsoi Shabbos. Whatever I'm permitted now in Shabbos to tell a goy or a yi to do maitsoi Shabbos, rashoi ani lahach shecholo. So just like I'm permitted to tell someone in Shabbos, so I'm also permitted to be machshech in Shabbos, that he should be able to do it Meitzoi Shabbos. That is the klal that Abishol was machadish, and he's meisiv something on the Tanakam. Zot the Gemara, and Kufnuna Medvei, the last two lines. Abishol Ahai. And what bove is Abishol going on? Zot Rashi, ahai koi umashvi klole. The Tane said, isurei hachshoche, there are certain things a person is not permitted to be machshech, and there are certain things a person is permitted to be machshech. And now Abishol is giving a generality. Ahai, on which case is he going on? On the tziyurim which are awesome, or the tziyurim that are mut? Ilema areisha, if he's going on the ilema areisha, koi is going on the reisha. What did it say in the reisha? Bereshit said, Ein marshichem alatchum liskel peyalim lohavi peiris. One is not permitted to be marshich alatchum in order to enable himself maitzoi Shabbos to be soicha peyalim. In order to enable them, himself maitzoi Shabbos to cut peiris. Hi, kosha ani zakoi ba mirosei rashoi ani bachshichosoi. So then, the terminology that Avishol used, when I'm zoiche to tell someone, then I'm zoiche to be machshich, it should have said fakel, kosha ani zakoi ba mirosei, ani rashoi bachshichosoi mi boi boi. Let us see Rashi. Inei me'areishe, if Abishol is going on the reish, diktoni tanikama li'isure. The tanikama told us an issa. The one is not permitted to be marshich, liske pe'alam lovi peiret. Because the Abishol is shav yebok lolo, now from these halachas, Abishol is going to derive a generality, a klal. Imkein diklolo li'isure havalei, Lameima Behedya. So he's telling us a klal of Issa. Ko she'eino izakoi bamire. Anything that he's not permitted to say this in Shabbos, ki goin eilu. She'eino irashoi loima lachaveira ischoyli payalim. He's not permitted to tell the chava ischoyli payalim. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Oi hoveli peiri. Is la maitzoi Shabbos, ain't it a shoy la hashik mi boil? A ugly person maitzoi Shabbos, ain't it a shoy la hashik mi boil? So he should have said, this halach, he should have spoken about clearly the klal le'issa. Yeah. So the Gemara answers, Ella aseifa koi. So no, Abishol is going on the seif. What does it say in the seif? Avol machshich hu lishmer umevi peiris biyod. The Sefer said that one is permitted to be machshich lishmer umevi peiris biyod. Since Dika was lishmer. Like, so, hai ko shani zakoi bachshichosoi, rashoi ani bamirosoi mi boilei. Zogt Rashi. Hai, ela Sefer koi. Dekama tanekama lehateira. The tanekama said a heter. Avo marshich hu lishma. He's permitted to be marshich al tchum to do a dover that's yisod mutter to do in Shabbos. Marshich hu lishma. Va'ose iyu, and Avishol came and said, Vishov yibek lolo, so he made a klal out of this yisod, lohavi kol ki yaitzibem. All other cases that he's permitted to be marshich, he's permitted to speak about. Es hay kol shani zakoi lahashiv olav zakoi ni bemirosim iboilei. So the klal l'chayre goes fakel. He should have said, whenever one is permitted to be mashik halatchum, so then one is permitted to tell someone to do this. The heter d'chasheiche. The teire d'chasheiche otna. The heter that one is permitted to be mashik al hatchum. In order to be Shema Peiris. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Veheter da'amire loipna. That one is permitted to send, to tell someone that tonight he should be Shema Peiris. Toshtei tachnit. Veheichi toli tanya bedaloi tanya. So how could Abishol make a klal that if I'm permitted to tell him to be Shema the Peiris, I'm permitted to be Mashik Fakel. Permitted to tell them, stay pachlanish in the Mishnah. Permitted to be machshich, stay in the Mishnah. So he should have said, the klal fakel. Whenever I'm permitted to be machshich, I'm permitted to tell someone to do this mitzvah Shabbos. Is the bitter. So the Gemara answers, la'olam aseifa koi. Really, Abishol is going on the sefer. Va'abishol ahokoi. Abishol is going on the Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Abishol is going on a memory that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. Now, we just have to understand, Rav Yehuda is going on a memory of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Abishol was a Tan, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is an Amore, but let's go further. We'll see, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Adobo Poshet Miyoy, And Abba Shaul is going at this Dava Pashat Miyad, which everyone is aware of this Dava Pashat Miyad. Bekitza, Rav Yehuda Moshmul said as follows. Mutar la'adam loyma lachaveri. A person is mutar to tell his chava, Shmeli peirish shebet chumecha. These two people had different tchumim. So he's telling his chava, you know, I have a problem and you have a problem. My peiris are in your tchum, and your peiris are in my tchum. So memela, let's solve our common problems. So he tells them as follows. In Shabbos, shmiras ha-peiris is mutar, there's nothing wrong with that. So he tells them, shmeli peiris shebetchumecha. Watch my peiris. Vani esh melecha peiris shebetchumim. Now, what is the chiddush? Let us appreciate the chiddush. We'll see later state of Mayradika Chidushim. But the Poshet Chidush is that even though I am not permitted to watch my Peiris, because they're out of the Tchum, I can't do it myself. I can go to watch my Peiris because it's Chutz L'Tchumim. But Al Kaponim, but since by you it is Teicha Tchum, so I can tell you to do it. I can tell you to do something which I can't do. Mutar la'odam la'imelach aveira ishmoeli peiris shebet chumecho. Watch the peiris which are in your tchum. Bani eshmelach ha peiris shebet chumi. V'kama Rabbi Shaul l'tanekam. So Rabbi Shaul told the Tanekam as follows. Mi la'imoidis the mutar odam la'imelach aveira ishmoeli peiris shebet chumecho. Bani eshmelach ha peiris shebet chumi. Are you might? That's a double portion. Mein good, in the Meiroim, Rav Yudah Meshmul said it, but really, so Rav Yishol told the Tana Tama, this is a Dova Muskim, this is Aleph Beit. So aren't you Moide that this is permitted to be said? So therefore, since you are Zicha Moide in this, so therefore, you should say, Ve'eimos, you should say, Kol Sham Yizakoi Ba'mirosoi, Da'ashoyni Lahach Shecholot. Now let us see Rashi. What is happening over here? Zot Rashi. La'oila ma'seifekot. Abi Shaul is making a klal on the halacha of the seifer. That the seifer says one is permitted to be machshech ala tchum lishme peroisa. He's making a klal on that. U'dekashe l'cha amire meheche kom alayla atere. How did he get that amire is mutter and he's building heter of machshichen because Amir is mutter. The tali lo hachsheiche. Where did he get this fakert? Hachsheiche steht it's mutter. Amir steht it as mutter. Ahokoi. You know where he got Amir is mutter? The Omar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, I'm permitted to tell someone who's chutz l'tchum to watch my peiris. So there is a heter Amir in Shabbos to tell someone to watch my peiris. Alma. Zakoi ani b'amirosa. So, you see, I'm allowed to say this. That's Rav Yudah Meshmul said. V'abishol v'tanikame kulubshitulu hodishmul. That's Shmul didn't say chidushim. That's poshit. That's alephate. It's so poshit, it didn't have to be written in the Mishnah. I mean, that's poshit. V'komalei abishol v'tanikame. So therefore, abishol told the tanikame as follows. You wrote in the Mishnah that it's mutter to be machshech lishma peiris. So yizicha moide the mutter loima kedishmu. So yizicha moide that you tell me you're mutter lachshech. Milay moides boh the mutter loima kedishmu. You're allowed to tell someone who is in his tchum to watch the peiris. Alma. So if you're made it to this, hoyo umutalayma mutalahash. Now, Ladavon, you don't understand these words. And the whole thing goes with these words. So what does Rashi say? He's made it, that this halach is emes. But now he's building, so now we know two halachas are emes. We know you're allowed to be machshech ala tchum lishme peroisa. That's what the Tana of the Mishnah said. No one disagrees with that. We know I'm permitted to tell someone who to watch my peiris, which is in his tchum. That I also know. These two halachas are halachas miskatnas. Fine. But now Rashi says that the reason that hachshocha is mutter is because he's mutter to tell. If this is mutter and this is mutter, so now Rashi jumps to a conclusion. Alma, hoyo u mutter loima, since it's mutter loima, mutter lahashe, since you're allowed to tell him, therefore you're allowed to be mashe. And if he's going to agree to this, then he's going to jump down his neck. So I may have a tiny to you. But I don't see how we jump to this conclusion. How do you know that this is the reason? This is mutter. But not that the machshich is mutter because Amir is mutter. Machshich is mutter because machshich is mutter. He's not doing anything wrong. Shmir is a davar hamutter. Where do you see that the heter achshoch is because there's a heter Amir? That I don't understand. But al koponim, it seems this is the key of the abashosh tektayre, and if somehow it's muchach that way. So let us go further. Alma, hoyel u mutter loima, mutter lahashir. That's what you hold. Hilkach, so now, if you are moide, that whenever you're permitted to tell someone to do this pula meitzoy Shabbos, to tell them in Shabbos to do this meitzoy Shabbos, you're permitted to be machshir. So now I have a time on you. Amay no kateta hachshoche lishme lechude. Why did you speak about a specific case machshir? You said two cases leisel. In one case leheta hachshoche lishme lechude. You don't talk like that. If we have now a klal, we have guidelines. Shavi klal alamilsa, make a klal, the ema, and the klal should read as follows. Kol shani zakoi bamirosa. Whatever I'm permitted to tell a yid or a goy in Shabbos to do my tzoy Shabbos, rashoini lahashivolo. And what would the Tani gain if he said this generality? So he gained another halach. The shamina minoha, I'll know this din that you're allowed. I know this din that you're allowed to be machshech lishma peiris. Ushma minon, I'll know another din. Meis v'kala. What's meis v'kala? That machshechan ala tchum lefakeach aliske kala valiske hameis. In which this involves malachas asuris, that they're going to do meitzoy Shabbos. And we'll see, because the reason is because you're permitted to tell someone meitzoy Shabbos he should take care. We'll see soon in the Baraisa, that he should bring, iske kal and iske hameis. Ushmami no meis or kal. Donami zakoi babi rosi yu. Kidam beforesh lakama. We're going to see further in the Baraisa. That you're permitted to tell someone, allowed to tell someone, to get iske kal and iske amech, allowed to tell someone. Vehilkach, machshich enolo. So therefore, since you're allowed to tell, you're allowed to be machshich. Vesevi de masnisen de ktoni. The next Mishnah that says, Machshichin ala tchum lefakeach al iskei kale, Abishol. So now we know a little bit what Abishol was timing. Abishol was timing to the Tanikame. You spoke about a specific case. That machshichin lishma peiris. You should have said a klal. And if you would have said the klal, and you might get to this klal, because, that whatever amir is mutter, so memele, machshach is mutter. So Memele, you should have said the klal, and from the klal, I'll know another loch, and the second aloch, Abishol said in the next Mishnah, Machshichin ala tchum lefakeach aliske kala valiske ameis, and the reason that this is mutter is because one is permitted in Shabbos to tell someone, to go meitzoy Shabbos aliske kala valiske ameis. That is pshat in Abishol. So it's Abishol Tainid that he should set a klal, and from that you'll know the next bove that Barshichan Aliske Kalab Aliske Amet. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Klal la'asuyemai. Now the Gemara is going to explain this. This klal that which seems would be marbe more than the heter of marshich and lishmei peroisa. What is this klal? La'asuyei hod tana rabbonu. Now it seems the way Rashi and the way Tosis learns for sure, the first two cases have no shaykhis with us. There's a baraisa that says as follows: Ein marshich malatchum lahavi bein. A person is not permitted to be marshich alatchum to bring a bein. What if the behemah was standing chutz l'tchum? He wasn't machshech al tchum. He was there already. The behemah passes by. Kaira lo v'hibo. So he's permitted to call the behemah. He should come to her. Agav uche, let us just be mamtik a little bit the chiddush of the second din. The Piskei Arid explains on this second din, the klal is that just like a person is koine shvise, that means where he was, the tchilas knisas hayoim, so you measure the alpayim ame from where he was, and he hears his tchum is till those alpayim ame. So his kalim, his behemis, are kerak le'yabaylim. That means the behemis also can only go to this tchum. So that means, for example, let's say Reuven was kind of shvise in this mokim, and he has a tchum apayim ame till here. Now his behema was under the jurisdiction of a roye. The roye was kind of shvise in this mokim, and he has a further tchum. So the halacha is the roye is not permitted to take his behema out of Reuven's tchum because that's the din. The behemah is keragle habaylim. The tchum that the bailim is, that tchum applies to the behemah also. So you can't talk to the behemah, but with some roya, you have to tell them, Rabbi Yit, your roya the behemah is, you have to make sure the behemah is not permitted to go out of my tchum. So the piskerid is moira, so the behemah has tchumim also. So how, what's that koiral over hibo? The behemah went chutz l'tchum. So just like if a person goes chutz l'tchum, like to the chdoden. So they're not allowed to go back to the tchum. So why is koiral over hibo? So the Piskei Arid explains this halacha, that mi sheyotze, a behemah is a tchum. So legabi aroi can't take a chutz l'tchum. But if a behemah walked out chutz l'tchum to be goyze, she has to stay there, as a halacha came on his behemah. So here, that's why it's mutter koira lo vibo. The Bailam is allowed to call her back. The Bailam is ichen not mitzuvah. And the whole din is, I can't take her out chutz l'tchum. But that then, if she went out chutz l'tchum, you're not allowed to go back. That din does not apply by Bailamis. So memele, that's shot in the second halacha. So the first halacha says, ey machshichem al tchum lo vibayim. We have to understand why this is. This we'll see in Tosfos. He wasn't machshich chayvul over hibo. Second halach. Klal omar Rabbi Shol. Now we're going to come to the klal that Rabbi Shol said. Kol shani zakoi b'mirosoi. Rashoi ani lahachshich olov. Yeah, that's it. Umachshichin lefakeyach al iskei. So now he said, according to my klal, now you know more than what the Tanakhama says. Umachshichin lefakeyach al iskei kalat. Valiske ameis, one is permitted to be machshir. Aliske kalav iske meis lavi loy orim v'tachichem, to bring orim v'tachichem. V'oimrim loy, in this baraisa says also, there's a heter amira for that. Leich lemokim ploimi. You're allowed to tell in Shabbos, a goy, or ye, leich lemokim ploimi. Moitzoi Shabbos, go to mokim ploimi. Bimloitzasa, bimloimatzasa, bimokim pliny. Haveini mokim pliny. Go someplace else. Loimatzasi bimon, loimatzasa bimone. You won't be able to find tachichem for a mone. Havei bimosayim. So buy tachichem for $200. This is nitin Shabbos geret. This is tach abo. This is a tzayach mitzvah. So Tzerech HaMeis, or Tzerech HaKale, so you're allowed to talk Rochel Bitzchak Tane, to tell this guy, to tell the Yid, Moitzoi Shabbos, give him all the directions what he has to do, So this is Be'emesin Hanegei Alonu, so this is Be'emesin what Abba Shol wanted to be Moisev, that by saying his klal, you'll know that not only Machshichen al Atchum Lishme Peroisev, Machshichen al Atchum al Iskei, Kalav al Iskei Ames. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, u'bilvad shlo yaskil loy schum mecha. You're allowed to tell him out, obonita schum mecha. Now what does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi klal omar Abba Shol. Vahai nami zakoi b'meirose. This is the zakoi b'meirose. Kediktoni seife. Here you're allowed to speak out also. Vahim aloi leich lamok employni. You're allowed to tell him. Schumekach mone umosai. So it seems the way Rashi learns pshat that it's a machloikis Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda and the Tanakam. But the Tanakam says you're allowed to speak money also. And Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to speak money. That's how Rashi learned. The Rambam, when the Rambam brings down this din, so the Rambam says as follows, the Rambam brings down everything. So why states from the Rambam that the Rambam did not learn it's a machloikis Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakamim, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda saying Adova Muske. So how did the Rambam learn, what does this mean of Ovach lo yaskal lo yischum mecha? So the Rabbi Magid has a very interesting pshat in Rambam. That schum mecha is till how much money you could spend. That's it. The Tanakam is speaking about, listen, you get for 100, you don't get for 100, get for 200, so he's giving him leeway. Now, this is mitzvah raid. We need tachichin. Means he's telling him, try to get for 100, you can't get for 100, get for 200. So this is out, so he's giving him leeway in order to make sure that the Levaya should be in time. What's chumeka? Not a penny more than $250. So the Rav HaMagid, this is Zayin Geld. This is Eretz Yichin Zinnin Shein. That's not a dibur l'tzoyrech mitzvah. That's a dibur l'tzoyrech atzolos momoinoi. Das nicht. This the Rav HaMagid, this you're not allowed to say. You can give him, you can tell him to how much, this is leeway you're giving him. But this is already your magmalim. Das tolman nishtal. Now, before we go into see Taisvis, let us just understand this chiddush that amire is mutter by meis and kala. So the Ram brings down from the Ramban, leich lemocha employni lemocha. You tell the goy today, tomorrow go and buy tachi. Avoloi meloi lenochi leich b'shabes v'hovi, but to tell him go today and buy tachi also. Da hafilo mei atzmei letzoyach Yisrael also. Later we have the next Mishnah. Hafilo the goyel bin tachrichim, you're not allowed to use it. Hafilo I didn't tell him anything. So vadi gewiss, I'm not allowed to tell him that he should go and I'm not allowed to tell him he should go in Shabbos. Frechte ran akash. Va'avol gav da amire lenochi shvutz. Amir lenochi is a shvus. Loishna amala yasei malocha pleini slamocha. Al salocha va amir lenochi, not allowed to tell someone, not allowed to tell a goy, we had in our mission, not allowed to tell him go and hire pilem tomorrow. Not allowed to tell a shvus, the Gemara says. Not allowed to tell a goy to do a malocha tomorrow. Ve loishna amala yasei malocha pleini sayay. I'm not allowed to tell him do a malocha today. Amir la'akum is no chilek if I tell him to do something tomorrow. If I tell him to do something today, afilu hachi he kilu b'melocha hanasis b'chel. So means so the Ramban is asking a question himself. So if there were matter shvus l'tzayrech mitzvah, so I'm allowed to tell a goy in Shabbos to buy tachichem. I'm allowed to tell. That's all I'm doing. So what's the chilek of Aitel and Beit Achichem in Shabbos or Beit Achichem in Sunday? L'maise, the damir alakum is doch do. It's a shvus. Shalei l'tzayich mitzvah l'biyosa. L'tzayich mitzvah tzmuta. So what's the difference already? Ha'afilu hochi hikilu b'malocha ha'nasis b'choyl. Le'lotzu lo'hoko b'malocha ha'nasis b'shabbos. He didn't want to be makel by malocha ha'nasis b'shabbos. I'm also not allowed to tell the guy by the tachichim in Shabbos. So that what it says that amira lenochi is muta, amira lenochi is only muta in Shabbos to tell him to buy moitzoi Shabbos, or but to tell him erev Shabbos to buy in Shabbos, or to tell him Shabbos to buy in Shabbos, even though everything is Amir al-Nochi, this is also. His Poshit Pshat in the Ramban is that that they will only matter the Amire, but if the Amire will be Misaviv, that the Goy is Mechalo Shabbos for me, that they will never matter. That's Poshit Pshat in the Ramban. Hey, this is another parsha, that the Goy should do a Malacha for you in Shabbos, that they won't matter. Perhaps we could be mamtik. I know there is such a shita that Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down the svara that one of the longdesin that amira la'akum is also is because lachumra we say yesh lichus la'akum yesh lich l'dvar aveir, and that is why you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a meloche in Shabbos. So if I'll tell a goy erev Shabbos to do a meloche in Shabbos when he's doing it for me, so skilo I'm doing it. Yeshlichas lakum lachumra. Or if I tell him in Shabbos to do it in Shabbos, it's also yeshlichas lakum. So it comes out of because of me, he's doing a malacha, so it's considered like it's my malacha. This was never muta. The only matter, I'm telling him to do it in Sunday to get tachichim. So here the only yisr is only an yisr amire, not an yisr pula, not an yisr shlichas. So then we say that that is permissible with tzayirich mitzvah. Let us see Taisus. Hai ko shani rashoi bach shichosoi, rashoi ani ba amirosim iboile. If he's going on the Sefer, so the klal should be said differently. I'm permitted to be mashich, I'm permitted to be hoime. Taime. Oh, the chiporich la'el. Hai ko shani rashoi ba amirosim iboile, rashoi bach shichosim iboile. Michlal di abat nanochi aviosi shaper. Like Taisus before, if it would have said Aini, it would be Toilich HaSheikh and Amir, it was good. Now that he said Ani, it's Toilich HaSheikh and Amir, now it's no good. So Taisus says a very poshut teretz, v'yashloima. Hosam shayni, the lehav toli tanya v'daloi tanya. Da Amiri nami tanina. We learned Amir also lel. The Mishnah says, l'yayma rodom l'chaveiro yischeli payalot. You're not allowed to tell your chavos choyli poyalim. So memele, so we learned that amir is also. So memele, so there we could say, whenever amir is also, so now to be machshir. Amol hashte toli tanya b'deloi tanya. Neter amire loi tanya. Amol by shmire tishmer sadeyu. Amol heter hashaycha tanya. That the Gemara says, so you have to say the other way. That whenever there's a heter machshichin, there's a heter amira. La'olam aseifa koi. The omar of Yehuda Moshmul muter odom loymel chaveri shmeli peiris shebetchumech. Af al pi shuhu eini yoche leilech l'shamo. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Moshmul. That he's not, he himself is unable to watch those peiris. Yochaloim lechaveiro l'shamro. You're allowed to tell the chave l'shamro. Umas nisin hachikom. So this is pshat in the Mishnah. Kol sha'ani zakoi b'amirosa. Whatever I'm allowed to tell. Kigoyin lefakeach al iskei kale. Val iskei meis. Yochaloim lechaveiro l'aseis l'mocho. Tashoy ani lahachshich olo. So Taisus loim shat that kol shani yochel loimer is not going the way Rashi says on Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul's memory. The Marsha says, "Cause weiter aloi tanya." Rashi machtach it's poshet and does it's still aloi tanya. So Tosis learns that it is going at what it says in the Baraisa. The Baraisa says this is muta. What kol shani zakoi b'amirosa kigayim lafakeach aliskei kale aliskei mei. V'yochal loyim lechaveiroi. Lasis lemocho. Ashreini laharshav rola. V'chol shkei mashani zakoi loyim lasis hayoyim. So Be'etzim Dvay Taisis Lam Shad Abishol was really saying that the Klal Abishol was saying was the Klal of Iske Kalav Iske Ameit. And he's saying, if I'm permitted to tell him to do something tomorrow, I'm allowed to be Mashik today. And if I'm permitted to tell him something to do today, I've had to give him, I'm allowed to be Mashik today. So that was the Taina to the Tanna Kamma. You only said the Poshet Chiddush. You said the bigger Chiddush. That if you're permitted to tell him tomorrow, you're allowed to be Mashik today. Ein Mashikim al Atchum Lahavi Behem. One is not permitted to be Mashik al Atchum Lahavi Behem. Yesh Sforim Vegansi Mashikim. Other Sforim Agoyres Mashikim. Lefi, they have a Moiradike Taina. Why should be Mutter? Shim yesh bulgenin hoylech meviya. That Anderson was the member of what we had yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul mutar adam loyim lechaveir leklach poyet loyin ani hoylech lemocho. Shim yesh bulgenin hoylech. We toile machshichen with amira. So just like it's mutar to say I can go there, so I'm allowed to be machshich. In order, I'm allowed to be machshich. To go chutz l'tchum meitzoy Shabbos, since if there'd be bulganin, I'd be permitted to do it in Shabbos. So it's a meiradik about the sefte goras ein machshichen. About the sefte state pot ein machshichen, so why is that ein machshichen? The yeshleima, so Tosfos says, ba'ayri bebeheime she'eino yechoylo lovoy beragleo. Here we're speaking out of bebeheime that he cannot go. Cannot walk. You can't be koyrel of ibo. You're going to let go. El im kain yisau bekase. So the only way you can get the behemoth back into the tchum is by carrying it. Shafilu yesh mechitzos. Afilu will say it would be mechitzos, like the Gemara said later. It would be mutter to be mechitzos. In ene rashay lavi the osel talta balachaim shein muktzim. So memele that is pshat. You're only allowed to be machshich on something that theoretically is mutter in Shabbos. It's chutz l'tchum, it could have been teichatchum. It's a reshus harabim, it could have been mechitzis, it could have been a reshus hayochit. So memela, that's what you're permitted to be machshich. But if it involves anything that Shabbos you're not allowed to do, so you're not allowed to be machshich on that letzayich meitzoy Shabbos. So here, this is speaking about, the reish is speaking about a fleh, that the only way you could bring the tle is to carrying it, and since not to carry a behemoth, because it's mukse, so therefore you're not machshichen lahavi behem. Now, in this memre of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said a memre that a person is permitted to go and tell someone who's chutz l'tchum. He's permitted to tell him, Shmoyli peiroisai sheperish shebetchumoch, and I'll watch the peiroisach shebetchumoch. So the Rashba says on this halacha, Afal pi shuhu eini yochel eilech sham, he can't go there, but the kimin shuhu mutal Yisrael chavei ve'ein b'amirosai klo. Since the one I'm telling to, he's permitted to do it, so memele, so I'm permitted to tell him to do it. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Zok the Rashi, and this halacha he built a moira de kebinyan. V'kosvu atoisvus, we don't have this toisvus. The mehash aminon. From this halacha we can learn a new halacha. Yisrael shekibul olav Shabbos koydem shechoshcha. Ayid was mekabel Shabbos. He wants to be mekabel Shabbos. Noch plag amincha. He doesn't want to wait too late for Kabbalah Shabbos. He's mekabel Shabbos plag amincha.
Mekabel Shabbos, Shem Shabbos, Akumpach Ahem, and Oyvei, he comes home, he sees he forgot to turn on a light, to put off a light. Muta loymeli Yisrael chaveiroi lases loy meloch. So I'm allowed to call an ayit, was nochmish mekabel Shabbos given, so I'm allowed to tell him, Rochel bitcha tane, Rabbi, please put on the light, please shut off the light. I'm allowed to tell him. Peirish, how do you get such a heter? Look to Rajbe. The one who's putting on the light, he's allowed to do it. Because by him it's not Shabbos. So Mamela, I'm allowed to tell him to do it. And Taisa's got it from our Gemara. I'm telling him to go to that Sod and watch my Peiris. I'm not allowed to go there, for me it's Chutz L'Tchum. But for him, since it's Teich HaTchum, so I'm telling him to do something which for him is Mutter, even though for me it's Asa. So Memelas are the same thing. For me at Shabbos, I'm not allowed to put on the light. But for my Shochan, who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, it's not Shabbos, and it's Mutter, so I'm allowed to tell him to do it. This is the Rajba L'Shem HaTais. The Ran Al-Harif brings down this Rajba, and it's Chaylik on the Rajba. The Ran says, "V'ein ha'nidin doy malerai, d'shani hoche shim yeshem bulginin hu atzmai shayme." So the Ran says, when I'm telling him to go chutz l'tchum, I have another heter up my sleeve. We have the Amar Yehuda Meshmul on Kufnun Amid Beis. Just like I'm allowed to say I'm going to go to Florida tomorrow, because if it'd be a bulgin, I'd be allowed to go there because it'd be teich atchum. So Memele, that's why you're allowed to tell. Now, there's a big tumult, but let's not get into this. L'chayre, these are two different memories of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. There's one heter of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, I'm allowed to say something, if there would be mechitzes, since if there would be mechitzes, it would be mutter. If there would be bulganin, it would be mutter. That's l'chayre one thing. And then there's another thing. I'm allowed to tell someone to do something. So it seems that Ran learned, telling him to do it, no, so that what I'm telling him to do, he's allowed to do it. But the Etzem Amire is only Mutter because there's no such thing as Chutz L'Tchum for me. If there would be Bulganim, it would be Teich HaTchum for me also. So the Ran says the whole Heter Amire is only if for me it also could be Mutter. But if I was Mekabel Shabbos, so for me I can't make a light anymore, so Memela I can't tell. So the Beis Yosef, was has to tainis on the Rajbe? He says, by Shabbos, also the same thing. If he wouldn't have been Mekabel Shabbos, he'd also be able to make the light. We're going with this heter of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. If there would have been bulganin, would be teich atchum. If there would have been mechitzas, I'm allowed to carry. We're going with if would. If it would have been. So if he wouldn't have been Mekabel Shabbos, so Memele, if he wouldn't have been Mekabel Shabbos, so he'd be able to do it himself. Says Tanya to Beis Yosef, the Ran's kash is not shver, a parash. So the Taz, I beg your pardon. So the Taz says, in Simon, Reis HaMach Gimel Sivkot and Gimel, he says, the whole heter of Yehuda Moshmul means that now there could be a heter. That means if there now would be Bulganin, it would now be considered, if it would be bulganin, it would be now be bulganin, l'chayr, it's not so poshet, I think, because there would be bulganin, b'shas, knises hayoyim. I don't know, the Taz says, this says, the bin she'yesh heter achshav, of oloi mahani l'mafrei. And mechitzis is right. If it would be mechitzis now, I'd be able to carry. Bulganin, yeah, maybe it's also right, basis. It becomes one shtot. So even though, I mean, but if it's one shtot, if it now be bugn, it becomes one shtot. Like I'm kind of my trum. Bishas knises hayoyim. But I'm not allowed to go out of the shtot. If the shtot will become bigger, so mameila kola yir kedal dam is coming. Yeah, the Taz is gerech. So the Taz tain is that the Beis Yosef did not shlug up the Ran. The whole svar of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul is that now there's a possibility theoretically that this could be a dover hamuta. It'd be bulganin, it'd be teich tchumi. If there'd be mechitzis, I'd be allowed to carry. But if I wouldn't have been mekabel Shabbos, that's past history. So memele, so the Ran, yogi frekta gutta kasha after Rajba. The Rajba halt that's not the heter. You don't need this. But that's the machlokes, the Rajba and the Ran. Zogt et as, aber what'll be Meitzoi Shabbos? The Ramah brings down this halacha Meitzoi Shabbos also. What's the case of Meitzoi Shabbos? Meitzoi Shabbos is here with two Yidin. One Yid that's a Chavegeset, and he's in the middle of Shalashudis, and he's in the middle of Rava, the Ravan, and Vekis, and Leila, Leila. There's another Yid that's in Gemacht Avdola. And, when they're met, they're Yid that's in Gemacht Avdola, could you please put on a light for me? I don't see this mirror, I lost Cheshman, though. Can you please put on a light for me? So the Ramah says, this is also Mutter. This is the same din of the, for him it's Mutter, so I'm allowed to tell him. So the Ta says this, this will be mutafil according to the Ran also. Because, if I wanted, I could make Abdullah now also. That means there's a now there's a possibility for me also to be able to be Madlik, and I can make Abdullah now also. So Memele, so that is a double muskin. And if I was Mekabel Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, that already is a machloikis, that is a machloikis, is the Rajba and the Ran. According to the Taz. Now, there's a very interesting machloikis, which is very nigeya. What happens, a yid, a chutz la'otik a yid, goes to Eretz Yisrael, Yom Tov Sheni. Is he allowed to tell am Eretz Yisrael the yid to do a malachia for him? You're allowed to do it, by mir is doch chalamoy, by mir is Yom Tov. Are you allowed to tell a... So Rabbi Kiveger in Simen Tov Tzadik Vav brings down a Guinness Verodim that says that the Marikash was matter. The Marikash was matter, and the Marikash bought the Raya from this Rajbe. The Marikash was taken matter of this Rajbe, just like a Yid, who just like a Yid who was a Mekabel Shabbos, is permitted to tell another Yid who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos to do a Malacha for him. So who didn't? He's permitted to tell and ask him that he saw the key to do a malacha for him. The Guinness Brodim is highly, let's not go into the svar of the Guinness Brodim. But upon him, all this was built from the memre of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, that a person is permitted to say, Shmoyli perishe betrumecha, since for him it is a dover hamutta, that's why it is permissible. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. Machshichin alatchum lefakeyach aliskei kala baliskei ameis. And now we know this is the memra of Abishol. Lahavi loy azayin v'tachichin. Nochi shehevi chalilin b'shabbos. A nochi that brought chalilin b'shabbos. Now these chalilin, this was a kli zemer which was used b'shas hespit. It was used to be Me'ore Bechi, and the guy, there was a meis Nebuchadnezzar, a Yiddish meis, and the guy in the Levaya will be Meitzoy Shabbos, and the Nochri brought Chalilin B'Shabbos. We'll see the Nochri brought it Mechutz L'Tchum. Lo Yisbid Bahen Yisrael. So this Yid is not permitted to use these Chalilin. Zot Rashi. Nochi shevi chalilin b'shabbos b'shvil Yisrael. He heard his alavaya. He wanted to be accommodate the Yid. So he brought chalilin. So zayna knakadik alavaya. Lo yisbid behem Yisrael. So Rashi says, lo oilam. These chalilin can never be used for a hesped. Uknasahu. It's a knas. Bishum de muchecha milse de b'shvilai huvo. The chalilin, it's klar that this was done for a Yid. The Rishash brings down the Ramban, what's the right claw was born for a Yid? Because the Goyim didn't play Chalilim by their Hespedim. So this Mark the Zolchi Seiris the Hespedim. So Memele, if they brought Chalilim, it's claws for a Yid. They ain't there, love a Chalilim, Ella Bishvil Meis, and the Rishash has a Meis Yisrael. So we know Klor, that was the reason why it was brought. So Memele, so even though no one told them to do it, but since we know that the Shabbos was Nishalo, it was brought Chutz L'Tchum for this, so it's also Loilo. That is, Ellen came born me Mokim Kov. Unless it did not come Chutz L'Tchum. It came the Seichat Chum.
So then one is permitted to use it. Let us see Taisus. Elin came bo mi mokim kolim. The second Taisus. Taima le Rebbe. Ma mahani she bo mi mokim kolim. Was Geit Meron who was bo mi mokim kolim. So he wasn't mechal Shabbos. There was no chil Shabbos in Isachutz l'tchum. Hala yivim derech Rishus HaRab. There was a different chil Shabbos. The chil Shabbos was carried derech Rishus HaRab. Umali orin v'kever shenasu b'shabbos. We have laid in the Mishnah an orin in a kever that was nasa for a yid in Shabbos. Lo yikvo boyelomis. It can never be used. They can't send. Because it was done in Shabbos. Umali chalilim shehubo derech Rishus HaRab. What's the difference? The yeshloima emphasizes the heavy mimokim korev. Loimahani kol kach havoosa. If, since he brought it mimokim korev, loimahani kol kach havoosa. I think Taisvis means to say as follows: if it was brought chutz l'tchum, so pshat is without this havo chutz l'tchum, you wouldn't have chalilim. A guy that is chayfer a kever in Shabbos, so without a chafire, there wouldn't be a kever. Without his asiyah, there wouldn't be an or. So the mele, so this chilu, even though that's not chilu Shabbos, it's a guy that's doing it, but this pula that was done in Shabbos, this made possible that there should be now a kever, an orin, chalilim, therefore chazal kansan. This, if that's what was misavivit, so you can't use it loyla. Mashen came that when he carried it in the Rishus HaRabim, he carried it in the Rishus HaRabim because that was convenient for him. Between you and me, he could have gone through the Chatzeres. Maybe it'll take another 3/4 of an hour. But on Koponim, that means, but that I have a Cholil now, is not because, Adayim Tzachil HaShabbos HaBechacholim. He could have been done without Chilu Shabbos. The guy was grad Mechalu Shabbos. So he brought it Derech Rishus HaRab. I could have got it the same way without him carrying it Derech Rishus HaRab. It could have, some Emele, since I don't need the Chilu Shabbos that was involved in order to have the Chalilim, some Emele, it didn't cancel. I think that is Pshat and Taisha. Asu loy orin, v'chavchu loy kever. Asu loy orin, zutrashi, bishvil nochi. They made a orin or kever for the goy. Or, that's go poshit, oylimke, bigachish. They made this orin and kever to sell. Now, he's going to sell this kever to whichever kind he wants. He can sell it to a goy, sell it to a yid, whoever will give him the best price. Yikava by Yisrael. So since this was not done purposely for a yid, it was done either for the goy or for the best of the shensnoifen, was done to sell to whoever the kind will be, so yikava by Yisrael. Then it is permitted for Yid to be buried in. Vim bishvil Yisrael. But what if this kever was made specifically for Yid? Or yikava by Elomis. Then it's like yikava by Elomis. Zakti gemale. Mai mimokim korev. He heard in the Mishnah as follows. Nochi that brought chutz l'tchum. Or yispet ben. Rashi learns Elomis. If it was brought the mokim korev is mutter. My mi mokim korev. Rav Omar mi mokim korev mamish. Zot Rashi kloima. She yedua lonu birr hadobo de mi mokim korev bo she reinam shehoye bebeise. We knew erev Shabbos that these chalilim were on the bias of the goy, and he lived in the tchum, and he popped up. He heard about a mace, and a mele popped up with the chalilim. So I know klol that this was brought mitoichatcho. Ushmuel omar chayshinom shemo chutz l'chayma lom.
Sagt Rashi, Shmuel omar chayshin yishem mechutz lochoy melomu. Afilu hevi michutz lo'ir. Afilu this guy comes from out of the shtot. But we don't know from where he came. He came out of the shtot. The tchum starts from when the shtot ends. Now he came from out of the shtot. Where did he come from? Did he come from chutz l'tchum, or he was seich ha-tchum? Zot Rashi, afilu hevi michutz l'ir, onu toilem lahatir, we are toilem misofik. If I don't know if it was brought michutz l'tchum, or brought mitoich ha-tchum, mitoilem lahatir, v'ayim ha-mishem v'seich ha-tchum lanu erev Shabbos. Maybe it was seich ha-tchum. Besoifdim b'hem b'moitzoi Shabbos miyad. So Rashi says that I'm permitted to use the moitzoi ahona b'chdei sheyasu. That means if it is a sofik, if it is a sofik bo michutz l'tchum, and we should cancel a lomis or sofik bo l'toich ha-tchum, so we make a misofik and we're allowed to use the moitzoi Shabbos miyad. Now the lashon of Shmuel is very difficult. Shmuel says Chayshinon Shem Achutz Lochayim Alonu. So Rashi says VeChayshinin Nami Amrinin Lekula. Chayshinin also can mean Nav Lachum Lekula also. Because Amrinin B'Maseches Chagige Gabi Psule She Ibra Chayshinon Shem Bambati Ibra. Since it's a possibility she was Nesabra Bambati Umoteres Lekuna. So this is a Chayshinin Lekula, not a Chayshinin Lachum. L'shmul hachi kama masnis. Lo yisbayt behem Yisrael oylomis. Elin ken yeshlit lo yishabo mimokim kol. Unless there's a possibility they can mimokim kol. Lafuki biyadu avim yichutz l'tchum bo. If I know klo that was chutz l'tchum bo, then it is also lisbayt oylomis. This is the machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rav holds it is only mutaf. I know vade it's bo mitoich ha-tchum. Shmuel says that it's a possibility shebo mitoich ha-tchum. It is also mutaf. Deiko masnisen Rashi has two girsois. One girsa Rashi will be moichik a large chelik of the Gemara, but the first girsa is we'll say everything that it says in the Gemara. That's the first girsa of Rashi. Deiko masnisen kevosei d'shmu. The Mishnah, Shmuel said that misafik, one, can be makel and use it miyah. The ktani, asa loy orin, the chofa loy kever, yikover by Yisrael. Yikover loy Yisrael. Now, who did he make this kever for? Maybe he made it for Yid. How do you know who he made it for? Maybe he made it for a goy. Maybe he made it for Yid. How do you know? Also, lo yaram v'chofo, lo yikever yikover by Yisrael, alme misfeike shari. But since it's a possibility he made it for a goy, so memele, so it's mutter. Ochinami misfeike shari. He says, so this haloche of also lo yaram is speaking about, we don't know for sure, v'afal piken it is mutter, so you see, we're toila behet. V'tanya kevosei v'rat, v'yeva raya b'raise v'krat. What's the raya like that? So you have to find a baraisa that if it's a suffix, it's awesome. Ir she Yisroel v'nochrim dorim. You have a ir that there are Yidin and Goyim that live there. V'oysa bo melchetz ha-malchetzes b'shabbos. This is a melchetz that's functioning Shabbos. Now, the balon warmed up the melchetz for Meitzoi Shabbos. Oh, he warmed up the melchetz. That's the period. He warmed up the melchetz. It says, Im roiv nochim. Im roiv nochim. If roiv of the einweiner of the shtot agoyim. So the balan is mechamen the melchetz for the roiv. So mel is mechamen mit for the goyim. Is la'erev roichetz bo miyat. So meitzoi Shabbos shalat to go to the base of melchetz. The goy did not do it for the yidin. Im roiv Yisrael, if roiv of the users are Yidin, roiv of the dorim and the shtot are Yidin, yamtim at kedei sheyecham ulchamim. So then, the melchitz is the business of the melchitz is from the Yidin. So mishtama yisum, he warmed it up for the Yidin. Mitzoy Shabbos will be a big flow of people coming to the melchitz. So memeile, so then you have to wait for Chdeisha Yasa.
Here there's not a din of Osar Elomis, here's a din of Chdeisha Yasa. We'll see why in Rashi.
Machtze al machtze.
What if there's 50% Yid and 50% Goyim? So really, I don't know for who he warmed up the Melchitz. Did he warm up the Melchitz for the Yid? And it'll be Yosef Chdeisha Yasa. He warmed up the Melchitz for the Goyim, it should be Mutter. So stay. It is also, and you have to wait. So now we have already Tanya Kevosei de Shmuel. Tanya Kevosei de Rav, I'm sorry. So here it says already. So you have over here, there's a suffix. Was it done for Yidin? Or was it not done for Yidin? And since I don't know Klo that it was not done for Yidin, so it's also B'Kadeshe Yasu. Here's a din of Roiv Yisrael, that you have to wait at Kadeshe Yasu. So this is Araya Terav. Our Mishnah is Araya Teshmur, and that Mishnah is Araya Terav. Let us see Rashi. Hochi Garsin, Deiker Mas Nisen Kevosei Deshmur, V'Tanya Kevosei Derav. Yikover Bo Yisrael, V'Tolinem Misfeike, Shemo Lotzorich Nochi Nase. Maybe the Kevah was made for a Goy. So that's Araya Teshmur. Tanya Kevosei Derav, the Sfeike also. Tony, machzal machze, yamtim b'chdeishe yechamul chamim. So you see, Klo, even though it's a suffix, I didn't know he was mechamim it for, so it's also. Ve'im toim, afek Rashi, b'chdeishe yechamul chamim miyushori, v'hochi toni lo yispoid v'hem mashma lo ilo. Afek Rashi, stamu zei modne, here there's a, we see suffix is also. But here we see, hastis, that what, that lo yispad bam lo ilom, and here we see that son b'chdeisha yasu. So Rashi hoche muchach milse. Here it's muchach milse. So the Rishash says Rashi means because chalilim you only bring for yid, as we mentioned before. Goyim don't have chalilim. Hoche milse, so memela, so since it's muchach milse klo, that this was brought for a yid, so this should never be used for hesped. Habu b'melchet, even though we're machmer, we have to be chayish, that maybe he did it for a yid, abu le'muchach milse kolahai, hoyel ve'ike nochem. So memele, since there are nochem, so memele, so therefore, we have to be chayish, he did it for a yid. Since the muchach milse was for a yid, so here the shir is, v'chdei sheyas.